Okay, so it's time to focus in detail on the upcoming Paralympics, which begins on Wednesday next week. I'm delighted to say that I'm joined now by HINA's Dave Ellis, who'll be competing in the PTVI event at the Paratriathlon, and his guide Luke Pollard. First of all, gents, how are you both? Looking forward to the big event?
Yeah, really excited over in France at the moment. So, yeah, taking in the excitement.
Lovely stuff. Dave, we'll just start off with yourself first then. So, of course, you've got well, so many medals in your career. How confident are you that Paris 2024 that you can go all the way and claim a Paralympic gold medal this time?
I don't know. I think first thing is finish the race. That'll be a one step up from last time, and then yeah, any medal would be awesome. But yeah, gold would be amazing. Yeah.
And Luke, so you'll be with Dave as his guide throughout the event. I mean, just first of all, for yourself, how great will it be to sort of like have a proper crowd this time at the Paralympics? Of course, it was quite strange in Tokyo. There was still COVID restrictions in place, but how good will it be to have hopefully a full and big crowd out there?
Yeah, I think it'll be very different than last time in Japan. Obviously, Dave's done the Paralympics before, so he's sort of had that experience of what a massive crowd looks like and what it can really bring to the event. So although yeah, so this is my second games with Dave. This yeah, hopefully it'll be the first time where a real big crowd comes out and gives lots of support for us and all the athletes.
And Dave, how would you say your form has been this year, or sort of like in the past 12 months? How pleased have you been with your form heading into this huge event?
Yeah, I mean, getting older, so just trying to maintain a little bit at this point. But I think it's been a good couple of years. We've done plenty of races and done pretty well in them. Yeah, obviously this race is quite a different race. You're racing down a river on the Champs-Élysées and big crowd, which we don't get that often. So you've got different kind of emotions and nerves and things going on. But I think the form's been pretty solid and been building nicely towards this race. So hopefully just put a really good performance on the day and see how we get on. Hopefully it goes well.
And Luke, just interested to get your take on this, because I don't think I've ever interviewed like an athlete's guide before an event. Look, while you're alongside Dave, do you like discuss tactics or anything like that while the race is in progress? Is that something that is also discussed while the race is on or anything like that?
Yeah, so we've obviously got an initial race plan that we'll discuss before, but obviously you can't control how other people race and how the field of play is going to look during the race. So yeah, luckily both myself and Dave have been racing for well over a decade now, so in each of our careers, so we've got plenty of experience. So yeah, if situation presents itself where we might have to change on the plan a little bit for whatever reason. Yeah, we can hopefully I think I make the right decisions and make the right calls. Not gone too wrong too so far. So yeah, hopefully it probably will be more of a tactical race in Paris. So yeah, I think it could be able to play for.
And Dave, as we alluded to before at the start of this interview, you've won so many titles and so many gold medals in your career. But and as you alluded to before, in the last Paralympics, it was very unfortunate what happened. You had issues with your bike, which unfortunately ruined the race for you. But if you were to, get a gold or a medal of any colour, I mean, how satisfying will that be to finally land a medal? At the biggest event in your sport.
Yeah, I mean it's what you kind of work for your whole career, isn't it? To perform at the biggest on the biggest stage at the biggest moment. So I think it is the one that's missing. But yeah, it means so much. I think putting so many years into it, and obviously Luke sacrificed a lot to be a guide and help me out. So yeah, I think it'd be. Definitely the icing on the top of the cake, or the cherry on the top of the icing. I don't know. Yeah, it'd
It
good.
will be good, definitely. I think we can all agree on that. Well, best of luck, Dave, and best of love, best of love, best of luck, Luke, ahead of the big event. So I think it is it Monday when the PTVI event takes place. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, well, I'll make sure I'll have my eyes glued to the TV screen for that one because that's where a lot of our local interest takes place on Monday. So I think I'll be watching Channel 4 non-stop that day. So best of luck to you both. And yeah, hopefully we can maybe speak to you again soon with a gold medal around your neck. So thank you very much and best of luck.
Cheers, mate.
Thank
Nice one.
you very much.